Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm here again with another rookie. I love my rookies. Hello, Angela. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. How do you pronounce your last name, Angela?
Vernalia.
Vernalia.
The G is silent.
Yeah, I didn't want to mess it up, even though we've known each other for quite a while now. I didn't want to mess it up for everybody. But Angela's going to help us out today. We're going to talk about how you know you're pushing yourself too far, whether it be with school or cheerleading or your other extracurricular activities, how to know you're pushing yourself too far with all of that. We're also going to talk a little bit more about the whole MySpace thing, the whole craze going on right now, and how much I've indulged in it. Angela, of course, has our key stretch of this week, and we're going to be answering a question from a lucky listener. And last but not least, we will get to know Angela much better. So let's start off right away with how to know you're pushing yourself too far. Angela, I mean, when did you graduate high school? Only a little, what, last year?
Actually, almost 3 years ago.
Oh, almost 3 years ago. I apologize.
I know, that's all right. Everyone goes, oh, wow, you look so young. Graduated in 2004.
So you obviously have an idea of what it's like to push yourself too far. I mean, I still remember like it was yesterday having, hello, what am I talking about? I do it now. You know, I get up, I go to work, I go to practice, and then I try to fit in whatever I can after practice, whether it be, you know, reading a little bit of a book, watching a TV show or two, cleaning. You know, sometimes you just do too much that your body can't handle.
Yeah.
And especially right now with the cooler weather coming, the winter, you kind of got to be aware of all that that's going on so that you don't get sick.
Yep, definitely. I've been there, done that, pushed myself too far many a time, and I think the best way for you to know is, you know, sometimes you'll just be going and going and going, and your body can physically do it, but then eventually you just mentally break down. Like, you
just
get tired.
It's kind of like, where am I right now?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
What is going on? I think that it's really important. Sleep is probably the most important thing. If you're not getting enough sleep and you're not eating right, I definitely think that eating right and getting sleep is, like, the key.
Key, definitely.
Is the key to being able to keep going and do everything. You can do anything you want all day. You could work all day, 2 days straight. I think as long as you're sleeping and
right,
eating right.
You need that rest.
I mean, you need the energy that food gives you, and you need to sleep. You need to rest. And
right.
I think that if you're not resting and you're not taking care of your body, maybe you don't notice it, but I think eventually other people will start to notice it. It might affect, like, your job performance or whatever you need to be doing, whether it be practicing or working or doing schoolwork. It will just end up showing up that way. Sometimes it will even come out physically. Like, you
right.
might break out because your body's so run down.
Exactly.
Or
bags galore
yes.
in your eyes. That cover-up just can't do anything for
no,
it.
No, unfortunately.
You're definitely right. And that comes at expense sometimes, you know. Maybe mm-hmm. you can't go see a late-night movie. Maybe you need to go to bed early one night and
yeah. You definitely need to make sacrifices for things.
But it's well worth it.
Yeah.
Feels so much better next day. I went to the movies last night with my boyfriend, and I was kind of timid on going because I was like, I really need to be in bed right now. I really shouldn't be at the movies. But I was like, I don't do it all the time, so might as well.
Right, right. Sometimes it's okay to, you know, run yourself down a little, as long as you know you have a little more time on the other end to make up for it, so.
Like tonight.
Yep.
I'm going to work. We're going to practice. I'm going home to bed.
To bed, definitely.
Yes, definitely. If you have any questions on other suggestions that maybe you need to help motivate yourself to get up in the morning or, you know, just to feel better, maybe need more rest, maybe a better diet, anything like that, give us a write-in at today@patriots.com. And as I said before, you can also contact me on MySpace. Angela's been on. She's checked it out. And the URL, again, is myspace.com/patscheerleaderchitchat. There's so many people on there. It's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
I met this girl that I went to kindergarten with, and just by her name, I couldn't, like, I really didn't recognize her, but her name, I was like, oh my God, I went to kindergarten with you.
It's cool. You recognize people and you meet new people, and it's a great way to keep in touch with people that you don't get to see on an everyday basis.
Right. And I talk to all the fans. They message me. I message back. It's a good time. And
it's a great way to also show that we really appreciate our fans, too, you know? Because
right.
a lot of times, you know, people are so busy that we can't do that. That's an awesome way to be able to contact other people and let them know that we really do care and we really do think about them, too. And we appreciate them. Without
yeah.
them, we wouldn't be anything, right?
Nope, nothing at all. They look forward to seeing us every game.
Yep.
They expect us there, and we're there. And so it's good to get to know the fans themselves, you know? They want to know us, but just as much as we want to know them.
Right.
So to encourage some more MySpacers, the first 10 people that write in a message to me and mention the Pat's Cheerleader Chit Chat are going to receive a Patriots cheerleader poster.
That's awesome. That's a great idea.
So we'll see how many new people we get. And
yeah, and if you've never used it before, don't be afraid, because it looks a little scary at first, you know.
Right.
It's
easy.
It is
very
easy.
Very easy to navigate,
yeah.
Easy to set up, and very easy to just talk to everybody
with.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'm looking for gracious comments. I don't know how. See, I'm still learning MySpace. And they write these comments that have, like, glitter, and they move.
Yes, yes.
I don't know where they're finding these
codes. You know who's good at it is my little sister. She's a whiz on that thing. And if I need help on the computer, I call her, because she knows every little. You should see her page. It's all lit up with all these crazy things. She knows what she's doing. I don't.
Very good. I'm learning, and I plan on learning. So add me as your friend. Again, it's myspace.com/Pat's Cheerleader Chit Chat. We're giving away 10 posters to the first 10 people to mention the Cheerleader Chit Chat in the message. Feel free to ask me anything. We might even mention you right here on the podcast. It's always fun.
Sounds good.
So we're going to move right along to our key stretch, a little more cheerleader-ish. Because we have practice tonight, we'll be stretching our hearts out.
Yep. I'm basically just going to talk about stretching out your back. I think it's really important that you do stretch out your back, because I don't think we realize how much we actually use it during the day. And if you just move the wrong way or throw it out the wrong way, you know, you can really
Speaking
hurt
of,
yourself.
Kristen O'Neill,
yes,
just recently threw out her back, and she's having a tough time with dancing right now, the poor thing.
Yeah.
She was going for acupuncture, which is basically, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's all little needles, but they're so tiny that you don't feel like a pinch or anything. But it's just supposed to numb your back, you know,
relax the muscles.
So we're hoping for Kristen.
Oh, I hope so. Right?
Full recovery from that. She is dancing though.
Yeah.
So that's good.
She's a trooper.
She's a huge trooper. We got those new uniforms in.
We'll
talk about that later. Sorry.
I'm jumping.
I'm sorry. Back to the key stretch.
The key stretch is basically, I think a good way to stretch out your back is and it will help you become more flexible, too. If you ever see someone doing a back bend, if you can't, you know, start standing up and move and go back, you know, that's pretty hard to do. But if you want, you could just lay on the floor, and you basically just put your arms and your legs back on the floor, and you push your belly button toward the ceiling, and that will stretch your back out.
You straighten your arms, you straighten your legs.
Yep.
If you're laying on the floor, and you put your arms up, you want your fingers towards your shoulders, flat on the ground, and your toes faced outward, so that when you do go up to a back bend or a bridge, as some of you call it, your body is a complete half circle.
Yeah, it looks like a bridge.
Like a bridge.
Like an arch.
Another good way of incorporating a stretch in that stretch is to basically just rock back and forth. Stretches out your arms, stretches out your legs and your hamstrings and your quads. And believe it or not, it stretches out your abs. And if you haven't done a back bend in a while, and all of a sudden you do it, you feel it in your stomach.
Yeah, you do.
And it feels good.
It does feel good.
And after you get out of your back bend, you might want to just lay on the ground flat or stand up, touch your toes, just to work your back in all different kinds of angles.
Yeah.
But thanks for that, Angela.
No problem.
That was great. So, Miss Angela, I have your bio right here, and I'm sad to report that you don't have a nickname, but I know your nickname. And it is called Ando.
Oh, boy.
All of the cheerleaders call Miss Angela Ando.
Yes, they do.
Can you tell us why?
Okay, this is a pretty funny story. And we were in Florida, Fort Myers, beautiful Fort Myers.
Shooting our swimsuit 2007 calendar, which is on sale right now at the
Pro
Shop.
Yes, it is. All of us, 23 lovely girls. And Kristen O'Neill, that we had mentioned earlier about her back. We were in a group of girls, and they were calling out names. I think they were trying to say someone else's name, but they meant to say Angela, and Kristen, for some reason, the crazy girl that she is, said Ando, and someone goes, "What? Ando? Who's Ando?" And she goes, "I like it. I'm going to use it now." So ever since, everybody's called me Ando, and it doesn't go any other way, does it?
Nope. I think this is the first time, honestly, I've ever called you Angela after sitting here talking. Otherwise, I just call you Ando. I'm like, hey, Ando, what's up?
It's fun. I like it. I've never had a nickname, believe it or not. No one's ever had a nickname
for me.
This
is the first time for everything.
There is.
Are you going to the Bachelorette party Friday?
Yes, I am.
Friday, as we've already interviewed Quinn. She's already done the chit-chat, and she's getting married in December, and we're all throwing her a surprise Bachelorette party. Hopefully she won't listen to this before that, because it won't be much of a surprise. But we are throwing our surprise bachelorette party. That's going to be so much fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be a blast. We're all going. We're taking her out in Boston. We're going to show her a good time. Maybe embarrass her a little bit.
Yeah.
Get her a nice veil to wear around the town. But we're so happy for her. Moving back to you. Your favorite animated character is the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yes. Yeah.
How about an impression?
He does that little, I can't do it, Lori.
That's right, you
He's
can't do
it. He's got the cute little laugh. He's so cute.
I appreciate that.
All right, I tried.
Your favorite band and musician is Aerosmith. Why is that?
Ugh. Well, actually, this is funny. When I was younger, my mother would listen to Aerosmith, Steven Tyler all the time. She loves them. She loves the band. She's gone to almost every single concert you could imagine. And so when I was younger, I was like, Mom, what is this crazy music? Like, I wasn't really into it that much. But then as I started getting older, I really, really liked his music. And he just seems like such a cool guy. And I have heard from stories from other people that have met him, like, what an awesome, awesome person he is. And so when I was younger, I actually wrote to him at his address, and he wrote back to me and wrote, it was for my mother. I was, you know, said that she had, like, really enjoyed his music, and he wrote back with an autograph and said, you know, you must really love your mother, and it's framed in our living room
That's
to this
awesome.
Day. So I just think that he's such an awesome guy to take time out of his day to,
that is awesome.
To write back to a song. Oh, there's too many of them, but how about, I like Momkin. We danced to that.
We danced to that song. Sing it.
No.
No, I'm not going to be singing it. I'm just kidding.
She's trying to embarrass me.
Never. So, Anda, what would you say, in your opinion, now we've done a lot of chit-chats lately.
Mm.
We have everyone come in, we talk to them, we get to know them better. But what separates you, personally, from the rest of the squad? Because when the fans look at us, they just see all of us wearing the same thing, all of us with our hair down, you know, dancing mm-hmm. away. What could separate you from the rest of us?
I think one thing that would most definitely separate me from everybody else, most people would never expect this, is that my family and I, we are actually Wiccan, pagan. It's kind of similar. It's,
and,
if nobody really understands what it is, it's actually, it's witchcraft, which might seem scary.
Wow.
But it's
witchcraft.
Not, I know, it's not like, you know, people, it's a misconception is what it is, I believe, because
right.
people think that, you know, witches, they're
right,
ugly with a wart on their nose.
Right. Or, like,
they're evil.
They're evil, yeah.
But it's really, it's more of a spiritual thing. You can incorporate a lot of, like, yoga, meditating, and it's really like a physical mind, like your mind and body, it's what it is. It's really getting in touch with like a spiritual side of you. It's a holistic thing. Very in touch
positive.
With, yeah, very positive, and it's very uplifting. I think it's like, it's an awesome thing for women because it's very empowering, and you can really make yourself, you can have great self-esteem because of it, and you just really enjoy life. It's really about enjoying like the earth and giving back to the earth, you know.
That's different. That's definitely different.
It's definitely different. So people a lot of times don't understand it, and it's very hard to explain at first.
It's
but
not every day I meet a witch. I'm just kidding. So this might be like a stereotype,
mm-hmm.
but like, do you love Halloween?
Actually, Halloween, it's funny because my friends, you know, they tease me about it because
right.
you walk into my house and they think it's Halloween every year because we have like all the spell books and all the oils and the herbs and, like, the cauldron and, you know, they're like, oh, what's she conjuring up another one of her spells again? But, yeah, it's a little silly, but it is
but
fun.
That's all not what your house looks like.
It is what my house
oh,
looks like, actually.
Your house
yeah,
looks
so
like.
It,
okay.
it looks like Halloween every day of the year, but it's nothing scary, trust
right,
me.
Right, it's positive.
It's positive.
That's awesome. I think that definitely separates you from all of us.
Yeah.
That's a positive thing, too. Terrific. Now, any good spells going on lately? For any
to win the Super Bowl. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, we need to knock on some wood right now. Please hold. And we are going to hope for that.
Yes.
We got to deal with our next game first. We have our new uniforms.
Yes, we do.
If you haven't seen them yet, check them out at patriots.com/cheerleaders in our photo gallery. There's all pictures of the new uni and good times.
Yeah, they're awesome. I love all the rhinestones on them.
One last question before we end this beautiful chit-chat session. You're the fastest text messenger in the world.
I am.
Well, I have a challenge. You have 2 seconds to tell me the numbers for the word pets. P-A-T-S.
Go. Oh, I can do it with my fingers, but you can't give me 2 seconds. You got to give me 1, 2, 3.
I can tell you what it is right
is
now.
Is it 7, 2, 9,
nope.
7?
7, 2, 8.
Oh, see, close. I can do it with my finger looking down. It's like typing on a keyboard. I'm going like this, P-A-T-S. I know where they are in my hands.
You do this, but they can't see you.
Yeah.
Very good. Really quick, we're going to answer a lucky listener's question. And this time, it's from Kelly in Northern Massachusetts. And she says, hello, Patriots cheerleaders. How are you today? I'm doing just fine. I have a really quick question that I hope you can help me out with. Every year, we play our football game on Thanksgiving. It's tons of fun, but it's always really cold. Any suggestions on how we can stay warm? Now, that is the perfect question for us because we are experts. Gloves.
Hand warmers.
Earmuffs.
Feet warmers.
Layers. Basically, anything you can fit on under your uniform, put it on.
You know what else is good is wearing tights or nylons, too, like we do.
Yep. Layer your tights, layer your nylons, Under Armour, long johns, anything. But I have to say my favorite item is feet warmers.
Yes.
Because as soon as your feet get warm, you can work on the rest of your body.
Yeah.
But if your feet go cold, that's it. You're done.
You're all done.
You're done. Thanks for that, Kelly. I hope we helped you out with that. You just won a Patriots pink knitted hat. Congratulations. If you'd like a question answered, please write in to today@patriots.com with cheerleader chit chat in the subject line. That's about it for today. That was nice and quick.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
That was fun. Thank you.
That was a good one. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. I enjoyed it.
Okay. We'll talk to you guys next time with Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat. Until then, I'll see you on the sidelines.